This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Landis. I'm Mark Magnuson. There are several factors to keep top of mind when caring for cattle during the cold winter months, and especially during periods of extreme Arctic air. We will hear more from Carl Hoppe of North Dakota State University next.
Every farmer knows a strong season starts long before the planter rolls. At Landis, our agronomists are here to help you choose the right seed for your fields and protect it with acre-edge seed treatments that give your crop a stronger, healthier start. And with flexible financing options, it's easier than ever to plan ahead, manage cash flow, and capture early season savings. Talk with your local Landis agronomist today and plant with confidence.
The first consideration when caring for cattle during extreme cold temperatures, according to Carl Hoppe of North Dakota State University Extension, is that cattle do not like wind, even more so than cold or snow.
They'll seek wind protection, some type of windbreak, whether it be a tree or multiple trees or windbreak made out of trees, or it might be a barn or windbreak fence, whether it be made out of wood at 20% porosity or whether it's steel, they'll look for windbreak. And if they don't have a windbreak, they'll probably use a hay bale or anything, or even maybe their friend that they'll stand next to, and that friend will be a windbreak. And you'll notice cattle actually on a cold, windy day will end up lined up next to each other trying to keep the wind off each other. Wind affects cattle quite a bit. So cold weather isn't as bad as the wind effect on the cattle.
Another factor that makes life easier for cattle during extreme cold is access to plenty of water, says Hoppe.
Frozen waters really do have a big effect on cattle performance because once the water freezes and they quit drinking, they quit eating at the same time. So adequate water is paramount.
He adds that when it comes to feeding cattle during stretches of very cold weather, preparation is just as important as acting during the plunging temperatures.
This isn't just adequate feed the day of the event. This is adequate feed months before the event. We'd like to have some body condition, some fat on the cow, so they can draw on that. Fat actually acts like some insulation, too. So if we have that extra condition on the animal, they can weather these storms quite well.
For more on this story, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those five daily stories to your inbox each day. And you can also find our latest episode of Pods of Potential under the podcast tab, all found on our homepage. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.